da. Mis ojos brillan al pensar en su mirada tan profunda y sin igual.
Evange Dai here on Cristo the Rock, and we are here on Saturday night with Pastor Mary, Tina Elmer Green, and Evange Dai here. We have a very special guest, and right before we went to hear some awesome music, we were sharing about, Tina was asking me about my testimony and what God has done, and it's so exciting as I go back and I was able to see and experience the hand of God. And one of the things that God gave me the pleasure of doing was pastoring for 18 years in California.
Goodness.
I pastored alongside my former husband and experienced a lot of great things in ministry, great experiences. But a lot of things that the way that I put it is that sometimes there's things that happen that should not happen, that have consequences that shouldn't be, that we don't always have a good answer for. And trying and finding myself allowing God to restore my heart, yes, restore my dreams, and restore the passion that I've always felt to serve Him. And as I was introduced, thankfully introduced, to Pastor Pamela Hines, and briefly have had the opportunity to read a few things on her new book, The Fabric of a Woman.
Absolutely.
I think I was so captivated by that title and so captivated about all the things that she brings to the table, because she's also a pastor's wife and she's been pastoring alongside her husband for many, many years. And I think sometimes as pastor's wives, we understand, we speak the same language, and we meet a diversity of women throughout our years of ministry that they change in size, they change in form, they change in color, they change in language. But a lot of times we speak the same language of maybe pain, of need. And so I want to introduce to our audience a wonderful lady that I've had the privilege of meeting, and that is Pamela Hines. And so we're going to ask Pastor Pamela to say hello to our audience, and welcome. Welcome to the program, Cristo the Rock.
Hello, ladies, and thank you so much. I appreciate you all inviting me. It is truly such an honor. And the Lord has blessed me to stand beside my husband, who's a very, very well-known, powerful bishop, Bishop Daryl Hines,
yes,
for 21 years.
Amen.
And did you want me to continue?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And I'll tell you, I'm going to jump in to something you just said. I am married to a very powerful man. Okay.
Yes.
And you see,
yes,
right there is the language of many pastors' wives that may be listening to you. Many women that are married to strong career men, businessmen. And it takes a very powerful woman to be able to be married to a powerful man.
That's right.
But that also brings a very unique dynamic to be married to a strong, powerful man.
Yes. You know, the Lord, my husband and I, we've been married 31 years. And my husband was struck by lightning after the first 20 years of our marriage, and he was dead for 45 minutes.
Hmm.
The Lord raised my husband from the dead, and the doctor said that he would be a complete vegetable. If anyone wants to read about it, you can just Google the journal back in 1981, and you can read. It happened at General Mitchell Field, our airport here. And I understood at that time that my husband was a powerful man of God, and the Lord answered simple, little prayers.
I didn't know
a lot of scripture at that time, but I knew that I had faith in an almighty, all-powerful, all-knowing God.
That's
and
right.
I just asked the Lord to bless my husband and bless him to be the man of God that he wanted him to be. And one thing that I've learned as a wife, I pray prayers that, you know, I don't nag God about change him and make him go to work, make him get a job, make him love the children. I pray and I agree with God. Father, he is more than a conqueror. He is a man of God. He loves you with all his heart, with all his soul. I have learned to pray the word and pray the answer. And I think that has been part of my success of standing with my husband, is understanding who I am to him. I am his wife. He that finds a wife finds a good thing. And he obtains the favor of God because I am
That's his good thing.
So I try to keep
He doesn't understand.
When he takes me with him, he has the favor of God along. So the fabric of a woman is a book about investing in the fabric of who you are. The fabric of who we are is our bodies, our souls, and our spirit. And God, he is an investor. He doesn't invest in anything that doesn't yield a powerful return. So if I continue to rest in him, exercise, eat right, my physical body will benefit, because really we are physical. You know, we started out a physical body, but we tend in the body of Christ to not invest in that. We think that it's vain. We think that, you know, we can eat when we feel like it and not work out. We sow into our spirits. But I believe that it is the Lord's will for us to take care of our physical body, because we are an earthen vessel. We are, we have treasure, powerful treasure on the inside, which is the Spirit of God. And the fabric of a woman came out of investing who God has made us to be, and then we will continue to reap the benefits of his investment.
That's right. Now, Pastor, now let me, I'm listening to you, and I'm in my car, and I've always been so undisciplined, and I love God, and I go to church, and I quote scripture, but I don't have it all together. Have you always had it all together? What was a turning point in your life where you realized it wasn't all prayer, and it wasn't, you know, because you just mentioned the importance of taking care of yourself physically. Now, I strongly believe that, but I'm putting myself in the shoes of someone who hasn't got there yet. What was your turning point? When did you embrace that and find importance in it for your life?
When I realized, I went to the doctor and found out that I was chronically dehydrated because I didn't drink water, and I was vitamin D deficient, and I suffered with asthma as a child, I realized that in order for this spiritual man that had all power, I had to take care of the vessel that housed this power in order to continue, you know. And for so long, you don't hear people in the body of Christ stressing the importance of loving the physical person. And God chooses to dwell in you. He chooses you as a temple. And I think in order to honor his presence, you should honor your physical man. It is not a sin. He said that, you know, he loves us as we love our neighbors as we love ourselves.
Absolutely.
And in the body of Christ, we have so many women that don't love one another, and I think it starts with you. If you don't love you, you can't give me something
that you
don't have. So it's important. You know, we have so many women that look in the mirror and they just don't like what they see. But God has given us the ability to change that. You reap what you sow.
Right.
So I know that if I eat fried chicken at midnight every night, I'm going to reap the love handles that we hate so much.
Right.
You know, and we really, really do have the power and the authority. It just takes a made-up mind, and it's something that we can do. I believe that churches should invest in the physical man. I believe that we should invest in our souls. If you change the way somebody thinks, you can change the things that they do, because you do what you believe. It doesn't matter how much you say, I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that, or I believe that God, you know, blesses me and rewards me for tithing and giving. And, you know, you do what you believe, bottom line. If you believe that you could give yourself out of debt and you could tithe yourself out of the devour, everybody would do it. Some people just, they don't believe it. They say it, but they don't believe it. So you do what you believe. And I believe that when you invest in your body, your mind, your soul, your spirit, that you get the return that God has promised.
Absolutely.
I believe you reap what you sow. That's
right.
Why I try to treat everybody right.
That's
and
right.
And I try to do unto others as I would have them to do unto me.
Absolutely. And I think when a woman feels good about herself physically, and not even mentioning all the benefits of exercise and all the serotonins and all the things that go on and the chemicals all involved that go to the brain and to the heart and all of that. But it makes you feel better now about yourself. It gives you confidence, but it also changes the way you treat other people around you. As you mentioned before, and I strongly believe that, when the Bible says you need to love your neighbor as yourself, a lot of times when we see women that they're not as friendly and they're not as loving. And sometimes you think, well, what did I do wrong? And a lot of times, I always say most of the time, it's really not about you. It's maybe the way they feel about themselves.
That's right.
And maybe they're going through a difficult time, or maybe they're living a different scenario than we are. And they're acting out on it. And so when we learn to take care of ourselves and be more keen to be able to transmit that to other people, and maybe even share from the same, fountain of knowledge that we've drawn from, and be able to share it with someone else.
I agree.
And one of the things that I've seen, and again, when I hear you speak, I hear a woman that has been seasoned. I hear a woman that has had to go through some things to get to where you're at right now. And being in ministry for quite a few years, I understand there's a process to be able to gain that knowledge. There's a process to be where you're at. Whenever I see success, whenever I see anointing, I know that there's been a price behind it.
That's right.
Huge price.
Yes, and that's what I'm able to sense. And I have Pastor Mary here that I would like to, share some things with us regarding Pastor Pamela. And I don't know if you feel more comfortable sharing it in Spanish. Si quiere compartir algo en español, yo le ayudo a hablar con la pastora Pamela.
Amén. Yo veo una... En cuanto ella estaba hablando, miro una mujer de excelencia, una mujer sabia.
And what she's saying is that she can perceive that you're a woman that's very wise and that does things with excellence.
Hubo un tiempo donde Dios la pasó por un desierto fuerte, donde ella miraba solamente craqueaduras, donde miraba solamente aquello que quemaba.
And she says that you may have walked through a very difficult time many years ago, where all you saw was desert and maybe some difficult times.
Thank you.
Pero también veo la gloria de Dios sobre ella. Veo una cima tremenda donde ella va a escalar más, donde Dios la lleva a un lugar más grande.
But yeah, she sees that you're going to have a greater weight of glory. She sees a greater glory upon your life.
Thank you.
Y el Señor le ha agradado su sometimiento, su obediencia.
And she says that the Lord has been very well pleased with your submission and your obedience.
Thank you.
Y a ti te dice el Señor, sigue para adelante. Me encanta que hagas esa sonrisa, que siempre esa sonrisa esté en tus labios.
And she says that the Lord says that he loves your smile, that he likes to see that smile on your face.
Dice el Señor, yo siempre te he puesto para grandeza.
He says, I've always put you on over great things. I've chosen you for great things.
Desde antes desde que Dios te pusiera en el vientre de tu madre, Dios te tenía escogida para cosas grandes, para cosas gigantescas.
God has chosen you since you were in your mother's womb for great and mighty things.
El enemigo ha querido robar el niño que tienes dentro de ti.
The enemy has tried to steal the baby within your spiritual womb.
Pero el Señor te ha hecho como una mujer de fortaleza. Yo veo una mujer fuerte, una mujer donde el diablo tiembla. Cuando tú te pones a ayunar, cuando tú te pones a orar, cuando tú le empiezas a creer totalmente al Señor y todo se lo das a Él, yo veo el diablo que tiembla.
I see that the enemy just shakes because he, when you are a woman of prayer and that you go in and you seek the Lord, I see that he just trembles.
Dice el Señor, yo he sanado tu corazón.
And she says, the Lord says that he has healed your heart.
Y voy a seguir, dice el, oh, Rabashita, yo siento la presencia de Dios en esta noche.
I feel the presence of God this night.
Yo veo como el Señor te tiene en sus manos y no te suelta, dice el Señor a tus enemigos, hija mía, yo te los voy a poner en frente de ti para que vean la gloria de lo que yo hice y de lo que voy a hacer, porque todavía no has visto nada de lo que yo voy a hacer en ti.
You have not yet seen everything that I want to do in your life, and I will set your enemies before you, for you have not seen everything I have in store for you.
Yo veo una preñez tremenda sobre ti, mujer de Dios.
I see a spiritual pregnancy over your life.
Y esta preñez va a traer dolor, va a traer que el enemigo se enfade contigo, pero dice el Señor, yo he confiado en ti, tengo fe en ti, sé que tú vas a salir adelante. Estoy contigo.
I see this a spiritual pregnancy, but God's going to, and it may even cause some pain, but God is with you. He's going to deliver you from it, and he's going to prosper your way.
Veo un corazón que cuando tienes y ves la necesidad de los demás, no te importa darlo todo, sino que lo das.
You don't hold back to give it all. You just give. You're a giver.
Yo veo la mano de nuestro Señor Jesucristo sobre ti.
I see the hand of God upon your life.
Yo veo como Dios te acaricia tu espalda. Yo veo ahorita la presencia del Espíritu Santo. Tú estabas esperando que Dios te hablara.
You were hoping that God would speak to you tonight. You were waiting for that. And I feel the Holy Spirit is speaking to you tonight.
Y yo ya esta noche, dice el Señor, yo voy a confortarte. Hija mía, tú eres mi hija amada, mi niña de mis ojos, dice el Señor. Levántate.
You are my beloved, and you need to rise up, because you are my beloved.
En esa altura que te lleva el Señor, no va a haber de potestad ni gobernante que te tire.
In the place where God's going to take you, there is nothing that can come against you.
Dios me muestra tus pies. Donde tú vas pisando son pisadas gigantescas que tiembla la tierra, tiembla la potestad.
God is showing me your feet, that wherever you step, whatever you step into, it causes the trembling.
Yo veo la gloria de Dios.
I see the glory of God.
Veo como muchas personas te lastimaron. Se hubo un momento en que se marchitó tu flor, tu espíritu por dentro.
I see that there's been quite a few people that have hurt you and that have caused for you inside to feel withered.
Pero siempre le has estado diciendo al Señor gracias, porque de eso, de ciertos, de esas necesidades, de lo que yo he pasado, de tantas lágrimas, yo he visto tus lágrimas. El Señor me dice, yo he visto tus lágrimas. Yo veo tanta lágrima, mujer, que tú has derramado, que yo veo la tierra empapada. Yo veo el cielo de Dios abierto para tu vida.
I see that you've shed a lot of tears, but I see the heavens opened. His glory for your life, because you have shed many, many tears.
Tú le has estado pidiendo al Señor, y esas tres cosas el Señor te las va a dar. Él te va a sorprender. Él te va a sorprender. Él te va a sorprender de una manera sobrenatural, mamacita.
In a very, very supernatural way, he's going to surprise you with the very things that you have prayed for.
Me encanta tu amor.
I love the way you love.
Lo que sientes en tu espíritu.
What you feel in your spirit. I love what you feel in your spirit.
Una mujer virtuosa.
You're a very virtuous woman.
And I can speak for that. I just being in the presence of Pastor Pamela and the ministry that they have, it is a ministry of excellence. The minute you walk into their facility, you can see that. You can feel that. And she's a beautiful woman inside and out. Listeners that haven't had the pleasure, she is a beautiful woman. So, amen. That wasn't expected, but amen.
Wow. This is the first time I've ever done a radio interview with God bless.
You just never know what he has up his sleeve, do we?
Wow. And amazing.
We were sharing earlier how God moves in different ways and how we just need to kind of flow with the way he does things.
That's
now.
Right.
And we're on the radio, and we have the freedom to speak whatever the Lord wants us to speak. And so we want to encourage you to stay tuned here on Cristo the Rock.
We're going to go into a break. We're going to bring Pastor Pamela Hines back. But up next, we have a couple of songs. Stay tuned to where you are right now. Make sure you log into our website again, crystaltherock.com. And we are also on Facebook. We'll be right back, 100.7 FM, Cristo the Rock.
haya tristeza en tu corazón y vengan los problemas, si no hay salida, no hay solución. Yo tengo una receta que mamá me la enseñó, y es el poder de Cristo, es el poder de Cristo que alegrará tu corazón y te da la paz y te dará el perdón y la solución a esa situación. También te dará riqueza, mucho sobreabundará el llanto y la tristeza. Con mi Cristo que va atrás, con mi Cristo que va atrás, todo quedó atrás. Todo quedó atrás. Pero mira, quedó atrás. Solo y haya tristeza en tu corazón y vengan los problemas, y no hay salida, no hay solución. Yo tengo una receta que mamá me la enseñó, y es el poder de Cristo, y es el poder de Cristo que alegrará tu corazón y te dará paz y te dará el perdón y la solución a esa situación. También te dará riqueza, mucho sobreabundará el llanto y la tristeza. Con mi Cristo quedó atrás, con mi Cristo quedó atrás. Todo quedó atrás. Todo quedó atrás. Quito mi llanto y mi dolor y mi pasado sepulto. Todo quedó atrás.
Versos de mi alma.